The Prime Minister's dismissed claims it took him too long to rein in rebel backbencher Craig Kelly over his COVID-19 social media posts. Despite Mr Kelly sharing controversial medical information online for months, Scott Morrison only counselled his colleague yesterday. The Prime Minister says the matter's now done, but some voters in Mr Kelly's electorate disagree. Stephanie Boris reports.
What are your biggest issues for young people in Cuba?
Politics was the topic of conversation at one of the many pubs scattered across Craig Kelly's electorate last night.
So what do you think young people can do to help change it?
A small but determined group of people in their 20s met up in Sydney South to discuss how to unseat the MP at the next election.
I think him spreading misinformation about climate change and medicine, I think it's quite dangerous.
Connor Peters has joined the group We Are Hughes, which was formed last year and already has hundreds of volunteers. Its intention is to find an independent to represent the electorate better. And the 21-year-old says Craig Kelly's recent use of social media shows change is needed.
I think it made a lot of people in the electorate aware of who he was and his opinions. And I think, yeah, that was the reason a lot of people have now turned off him.
While Craig Kelly was the topic of conversation at the pub, he was also being talked about online. The Prime Minister joined a Facebook Live event hosted by News Limited, the same platform Mr Kelly's been using to spread misinformation. Scott Morrison outlined what the backbencher did wrong.
The issues that he's been raising have been about treatments, actually, and hydroxychloroquine, and there's been many posts that he's done that have referenced off to other issues. There's been comments about state chief health officers.
For months, the Prime Minister dismissed questions about Craig Kelly and resisted calls to pull him into line. But yesterday, Scott Morrison ordered the rebel MP to stop pushing views contrary to the accepted medical advice. And now he's defending taking so long to call Craig Kelly out.
I didn't see any reason to draw attention to these things. But, you know, the matter had been escalated in the media and it was important that I addressed it as firmly as I did today. So the matter's done.
But the matter is far from done. Connor Peters says people in Craig Kelly's electorate of Hughes are taking note.
A lot of the people I talked to since seeing his Facebook and seeing the misinformation that he posts have just stopped liking him and they've said they won't vote Liberal. They won't vote for him ever.
There's also some members of the Liberal Party that are uneasy about Craig Kelly running at the next federal election. The ABC understands former Sutherland Shire Mayor and now Councillor Kent Johns is likely to challenge Mr Kelly for Liberal pre-selection. For his part, Craig Kelly's agreed to support the government's vaccine rollout, and while some within the party are still distancing themselves from him, others are on his side. National's backbenchers George Christensen and Matt Canavan claim he's been silenced, using social media to throw their support behind him and encourage debate. National's leader Michael McCormack has refused to pull them into line. For now.
Political reporter Stephanie Boris there.